Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey everyone, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the founder of Create and Cultivate, and this is Work Party, a podcast for a new generation of women who are ditching the rule book and redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. In each episode, we bring in leading female entrepreneurs for real talk advice on the topics that matter most to the modern career woman. From hiring to mentorship to raising money and so much more, whether you are pivoting to a new industry, negotiating a raise, turning your side hustle into a full-time gig, or pitching your company to investors, we're giving you the tips and tricks you need to take your career to the next level. Are you ready to make some money moves? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Work Party, the podcast that's part work, part party. Work Party celebrates a new generation of women and femmes who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Celebrity-endorsed clean beauty brand Juice Beauty was born in 2005 out of a lifelong passion of environmentalism, wellness, and skincare coming together for founder Karen Behnke, a serial wellness entrepreneur who built one of the first corporate wellness companies in the country. Karen believed that an antioxidant-rich organic base mixed with powerful skincare ingredients would yield better results than conventional products on the market at the time that tapped synthetic ingredients. Multiple clinical testing alongside scientists proved her right, leading to her award-winning targeted skincare collection. Juice Beauty pioneered the chemistry of clean beauty, and I'm so excited to welcome Karen on the Work Party podcast today to talk about her work leading this breakthrough as an entrepreneur. We're also talking about the importance of partnerships, transparency in digital beauty marketing, and opportunities for emerging brands and technology. So welcome, Karen.
Hello, Jacqueline. Thank you for having me. I love your podcast.
Yay! So excited to have you.
I love the name, Work Party. I mean, what could, you know, party. Yay! It's Friday. Awesome.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah. No, I'm so excited to chat because obviously you have pioneered this space in so many ways. So let's just dive right in. In 2005, the natural beauty industry was still in the early stages of development. Sales of organic personal care items during this time was $282 million, which sounds like a lot, but not compared to $18 billion in 2021. So can you walk us through your decision to attempt to create a farm-to-face formula that performed better than conventional beauty products?
Well, it was no small endeavor because we did pioneer it as, let's see, Forbes and Elle and Cosmo, and everyone called us the OG of this whole natural clean movement. So from day one, my goal was to go beyond natural, beyond clean to organic. And in 2005, natural was kind of a word, and there were some products out that were great, but I was really interested in developing the highest efficacy, this highest performance products, yet that never compromised on health values. So we have five set eco values that we always abide by. But just to sum it up quickly, it's just, you know, we use organic ingredients for a couple reasons, which I'll tell you about, but authentically organic, clinically validated formulas. And then we took it the last step about 5 years ago. We've been buying from a lot of organic farmers. Actually, 4 years ago, a little over four years ago, we've been buying from organic farmers, but we bought our own farm and then we received the organic certification. So we're so excited. You know, it was a passion of everything coming together for me from my years in the wellness and fitness industry to just being an environmentalist and for many, many reasons. Then having my babies in my 40s and really looking at what was absorbed into my skin and my love of skincare, it all came together, bought the name Juice Beauty. Fast forward 2005, started it from scratch. 17 and a half years later, here we are.
Amazing. It's such an amazing story. And I love that you bought this name and then got to work. So tell us, what was your experience like working on a formula for so long? Because you obviously, you said you bought it, but then it was like a 5-year journey to get there. So talk to us about that side of the business of like getting the product formulated.
Yeah. Well, when I started looking at product formulations, and I had been in the health and wellness industry at that point for almost 2 decades. And leading, all sorts of fitness, wellness things. And so, but I never paid attention to what I was slathering all over my face and body and hair until I started having my babies in my 40s. Mm. So when I read those ingredients, I was astounded because I knew so much about nutrition. And I thought, why are all those ingredients that we don't want to eat still in our beauty products that, and our skin absorbs? It's our largest organ. So my concept from day one, and we've held true to that. Now our formulas have gotten much more sophisticated, but we've held true. We fill with organic botanical juices. So juices that are rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, grapeseed, jojobas, shays, aloes. So we fill first with those, and then we add powerful ingredients to that. And mostly plant-based, whether it's plant peptides or plant hyaluronic acid and, et cetera. So every organic drop feeds your skin. And that was my concept from day one, because I thought, well, the naturals are starting out with water, which kind of dilutes. And the conventional chemical brands are starting out with a lot of petroleum, which can be laced with dioxane and things like that. But those products tend to work well. But what if we started out with organic botanical juices? That's the name Juice Beauty. We put the juice in the juice.
I love it. So again, now what you're talking about feels like clean beauty. There's so much clean beauty now, but when you started, you actually built one of the first corporate wellness companies in the country. So from your perspective, how has the beauty industry changed since you launched Juice Beauty?
Yes. So building one of the first corporate wellness companies in the early 1980s and now building one of the first organic beauty companies in the early 2000s. I think I'm a glutton for punishment or something. I mean, I like that early adopter thing. But I see a need in the marketplace and I go for it. And that's the bottom line. The formulations were very difficult in the beginning. They still are because we press the edge of the envelope. We press the envelope all the time. We're on the cutting edge of innovation. Whether it was in the beginning when we were working with zinc, which was really hard to work with in 2005 and 6 because it wasn't really set up to be cosmetic grade at all. So it was very, very difficult. Or now, whether we achieve 20% vitamin C with a prebiotics fermentation technology formula and organic ingredients, or whether it's our retinol serum where we have encapsulated retinol and bioretinol and evening primrose. So, that spectrum of really staying on the edge of innovation is my passion. Really is. But it's very difficult. In the beginning, when I went to chemists and said, hey, I want to, knock it on doors. I want to start this company and I want to fill with organic botanical juices and then add plant-based ingredients. All the chemists said, really get out of my lab. And are you kidding me? That's way too much trouble. So finally, I found one chemist to work with me as long as I would buy him a freezer to freeze the, as he said, that dang organic juice that you like, aloes and jojobas and shays. And we were off to the races. And now, of course, we work with leading scientists everywhere. So it's exciting.
Amazing. Yeah. Being first to market is great because it's a huge opportunity, but it also comes with a giant uphill battle of getting people to get on board with your vision. But luckily, you were able to do that. And now so many years later, you've radically transformed, the clean beauty space. So how does that feel? Like you are innovating and you've done so much since launch. Like when you look back, how do you feel about the company?
I can't say I slow down long enough to look back. I probably should a little bit more and enjoy it. And when it hits me is sometimes when my kids, who are now young adults, will say something like, wow, mom, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. It is fun when we win the big industry awards and the big magazine awards because we're up against the huge beauty companies. And so that's exciting. But a couple of the key exciting points for me, certainly when Ulta Beauty contacted, or we contacted them and it was step by step, we're going into our 12th year of partnership with them. They put the stake in the ground 12 years ago to be a leader in organic and clean beauty. And so we're nationwide with Ulta Beauty, and then we're Sephora International. So that's exciting. And then, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow is a shareholder, and Kate Hudson is a partner in our products. And so those are all kind of exciting things for us. And then we've won Goldman Sachs Innovation Awards. And so I do stop for 5 minutes here and there.
Good.
That's cool.
You should. Yeah. And I have some of those awards here. So you were Goldman Sachs Most Intriguing Entrepreneur in 2018. And Juice Beauty was one of Forbes' Most Innovative Brands in 2017, just to name a few. And as you mentioned, you have this partnership with Kate Hudson. So tell us about how the Kate Hudson, you know, partnership came about. You know, obviously you're a legacy brand. You've been around for longer. You've proven traction. But we see a lot of these celebrity deals and like they feel a little inauthentic. But this partnership has been a long-standing partnership. So can you tell us a little bit about why that was such a good fit for Juice Beauty?
Yes. Well, first of all, Kate embodies everything that Juice Beauty stands for. I mean, when you think of her, most people think of energy, wellness, fitness, but fun. You know, and so in California lifestyle, and that's really Juice Beauty. So, and we've been friends for over 16 years. We met through a mutual friend, and I flew down to her house 16 or so years ago. And she said, "What is going on with this beauty stuff and organic? What?" You know, and she was quite young at the time. So I introduced her to it, and we sat in her bathroom over a glass of wine. And I went through all of her beauty products with a garbage can. I threw all the really toxic ones out. Of course, Juice Beauty and a few other brands were left. Yeah. And that started our friendship. And we were friends ever since. And we've always kept her apprised of the, you know, the new formulations and everything. Right before COVID, she invited me backstage to when she was touring with the Oprah Wellness Tour. And they had a stop in San Francisco. So she said, "Come on backstage." I said, "Twist my arm. I'm there."
Yeah, sure.
And so I was in the green room with her and we had a lot of fun. I said, "Okay, it's time. We are going to do a product together. We're going to do it. We're going to do it now." And so we shook hands on it. She gave me one of her bottles of vodka and said, "We're sealing the deal on one of my King Street vodka bottles." So I had my tote bag. I was carrying around a whole fifth of vodka to that conference. But anyway, I digress. So we decided at that point, who knew? This was January, I think. Who knew a couple months later the world would shut down? So, and I called her and I said, I'm quite stressed over this deal because I've never developed a product. I always sit in front of people. I collaborate. We test. We smell the aromas. I don't even know where to begin. She said, "We're going to do it. We're going to do it via Zoom and express mail. We're going to do it." And that's how we did it.
Wow.
We, with our chemists and Kate and myself, and we just express mail back and forth, face to face on Zoom. I mean, it was a little stressful for me doing it like that. Leading product development is not stressful for me. It's passionate. I'm passionate about it and I love it. It calms me down. But that was a little stressful. I couldn't put it on her, you know, and I couldn't say, you know, so, but it worked. And we developed this beautiful Kate Hudson Loves Juice Beauty Revitalizing Acacia Rose Powder Mask. And she said, "I would love a powder mask and I want it to clarify and hydrate." And I said, "Well, that's kind of complex." And so, but we did it. And then we developed these beautiful cocktail concentrate serums.
Cool.
So we thought it was kind of fun because, you know, play on her cocktails that she loves. And they're serums for your skin, of course. And they sell at Ulta Beauty nationwide and at juicebeauty.com. And they've done very well. And Kate's been a great, great partner. So it's really vision and values coming together and a love of clean beauty. And she loves skincare. She loves our brand.
Hey, listeners, if you're looking to drive growth in your business, it's so important to develop strategies beyond customer acquisition. Engaging with customers at every point of the funnel is key to generating revenue and building a strong audience. And that's why I'm excited to talk about my new favorite platform, Thinkific Plus. It's not enough just to provide information these days. Success follows innovation, like new ways to engage with your customers, drive adoption, renewals, and expansion growth at scale. Thinkific Plus does just this. It's a platform designed specifically for businesses and organizations who need to ramp up customer engagement by using online education. If you're an e-commerce site looking to generate additional revenue, you can use Thinkific Plus to create, market, and sell online learning products that complement your products or services that you offer. So let's say you're an online shop selling vintage apparel. You might lean on Thinkific Plus to create online courses on how to take care of vintage pieces, start your own digital consignment business, or future endeavors like that. Maybe you're a coach launching a new digital course. Boost customer activation and retention with online education that streamlines onboarding, product training, and support. If you're a small business owner who's ready to expand your team, efficiently onboard, train, and develop your first employees your own way, as you continue to grow, the platform scales with you. Maybe your leads are running low on potential leads. Thinkific Plus can also provide high-value education for sales team to convert those leads into long-standing brand advocates. I always advise entrepreneurs to focus on customer education as much as actually marketing their products or services. It's important to not only communicate the features and the benefits of what you offer, but also to educate your customers on why they need it and how it can solve their problems. This will build trust, establish your expertise, and create long-term relationships with them. Education should never be something you get to when you have more bandwidth. It's an essential tool for business growth. If you do find yourself in the position of needing more time or support to ramp up education, then Thinkific Plus was made for you. It's an intuitive and easy to use platform that delivers powerful, customizable integrations for powerful growth. Entrepreneurs who have used Thinkific Plus have seen significant increase in customer engagement and adoption after launching their courses, which was instrumental in driving revenue growth. And it is not just for large businesses. Thinkific Plus is scalable and can benefit businesses of all sizes. It's time to reimagine education for your customer success with Thinkific Plus. Right now, Thinkific Plus is offering my listeners this limited time offer, 1 month free. But it's only available by going to WorkParty's special URL, which is thinkific.com/party. That's thinkific.com/party.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier,
and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money.
Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Earlier this year, you partnered with Reach TV. It's a popular airport TV network on the launch of a new shoppable video series, Beauty on the Fly. So I love that you were able to pivot during COVID, obviously collaborating with Kate on a product, but then also kind of getting into this live shopping era. So why was this important for you, and like, how has it performed?
Well, it's in the beginning stages, and so far the early results look good. And we're very excited about it. One of my long-term friends, Kathleen McNeil, called, who is there, and she said, would you like to pioneer this with us? I said, I'm in. So we have so many beautiful video assets that we were able to pull. Our creative team is amazing. And it's only been running, barely a month. Barely. So the results are early, but it is driving traffic, and we're very excited about it. You know, and it's during COVID. Well, let me back up a little bit. Juice Beauty has been a retail brand because of when we started 17 years ago. I mean, of course, we're, you know, Ulta Beauty
wasn't a thing. Yeah.
Was not even in my mind. And so in-store events at Ulta Beauty, in-store events at Sephora Canada, you know, Bloomingdale's, et cetera, that was what we were. And so we inched into juicebeauty.com and Amazon Luxury and things like that. And of course, really hitting it hard with Ulta.com and SephoraCanada.ca. But, you know, it took us, being a retail brand from inception, it was a little bit harder. So we're trying to, and we're doing a great job, our team's doing a great job of moving more and more for digital capabilities and with our retail partners also.
I love that. Yeah, it's interesting because I think there was, retail was the name of the game, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And then now we went to the all direct to consumer, you know, is the rage. Then now we're back to retail is the name of the game. So it's this constant, you know, kind of back and forth. But, you know, retail is really an amazing channel that gets you, you know, to, as you mentioned, like Ulta will get you in front of a whole entire audience. So, you know, I love that you've kind of been able to see the company through all these different kind of, you know, stages and series and trends and things like that. So in what ways has Juice Beauty leveraged technology to innovate and improve its products and customers' experience? So, you know, from your website to your social media to your strategies, like what are some of the new and exciting ways you guys are changing the game?
Well, we just upgraded to Shopify 2.0. That was a big deal for us. And our digital team did a wonderful job with that. And so we're trying, because, and we did that for a couple of reasons. One, the video capabilities and things like that for our customers are so much more rich, but also the plugins for down the road with AI and things like that are going to be much richer. We are talking with our major retail partner about digital, you know, fun things that they have coming down the pike. So that's very exciting. And then just this whole live shopping area has been an area of growth for us. I can tell you, it's so exciting for us to, because we're cross-border in China and we are in Tmall there and we have a great partner there. And we have participated in several live streaming events in China, and Vogue Business just named us the number 7 brand to watch in China, which
wow.
The other ones were like Fenty Beauty. I mean, huge, huge brands. So I was, again, pleased. I was like, oh, that's amazing. We're up there with all those gargantuan brands. So it's because we tested some micro and a major influencer, and we did very, very well with our stem cellular retinol serum and our Juice Beauty vitamin C prebiotics 20% serum did very, very well. So Juice Beauty is moving and shaking in China.
Yeah, you're up there with the big dogs. I love it. Can you talk a little bit? I mean, obviously your ingredients are clean, organic, you're getting all the right certifications, but in general, can you speak about the importance of transparency and authenticity in digital beauty marketing and how Juice Beauty approaches these values? You know, I think there's been a lot of sort of controversy, I feel like, in terms of like influencer marketing and beauty and results and, you know, science backed and all that stuff. So can you tell us a little bit about your approach?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's always been just my values. So I love the younger generations that are demanding transparency and authenticity. But starting this, it would never have occurred to me to not use organic ingredients. It would never have occurred to me as the years went on to not have sustainable packaging. You know, Juice Beauty is our headquarters is solar powered. Our farm is solar powered. And so from top to bottom, we are a sustainable company. But we call it sustainability at its highest level for our products, organic ingredients on the inside and sustainable packaging on the outside. And to us, that's just kind of table stakes. That's what we do. And that's why efficacy is our first goal. But everything else is just what we do. Organic living, sustainability, vegan, cruelty-free, transparency, authenticity. When I started the company, I was shocked when, oh, well, let's see, it would have been 2005, but I'm trying to think when we first went juicebeauty.com, call it 2008 or 9, I can't remember. I was shocked when I went to the big company websites and they were not posting their ingredients online. And I said, why wouldn't they post their ingredients? And so you'd have to go to the store to read the box. And so again, I was like, post our ingredients, every single ingredient, post it. And you go, again, we never use synthetic fragrance. We never use dyes. Synthetic fragrance can have up to 140 different chemicals and ingredients with that one word, perfume or fragrance. And we don't use any of that. And none of it has to be listed in the United States. So we never did any of that. And that's why I think we have the trust of so many generations.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, it was probably scary doing that at the beginning, right? Because you're like, why aren't they doing this? Like, what? And we're going to go against the grain and do that. But it was sort of a big risk, big reward, it sounds like, for you.
It was. And that meant that we climbed step by step. And fortunately, unlike with my wellness company in the 80s, when I almost starved climbing step by step with corporate wellness because I was so young and didn't have any money. Fortunately, at that point, starting my company in my, let's see, Juice Beauty in my late 40s, I was a little more well-established, so I knew I could pay my mortgage payment. It was scary because had I stopped to think that I was going up against the huge beauty brands, thank God I didn't stop to think about that. That's all I have to say.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about the future. The global clean beauty market size is expected to grow from basically billions to billions. You know, you can't go anywhere without seeing clean beauty. So what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs who want to start a beauty company in the digital age?
Well, kind of what with the traits that I needed at Juice Beauty. And it's really, you know, passion. Every once in a while, I'll see someone start a beauty company just because, and it's just kind of, I call it crap in a bottle. They're filling overseas. They don't even know what's in it. And it's like that. That's just not, sometimes it does work because their passion is marketing, but it's really, they need to be passionate about what they're doing. So passion, perseverance, of course. But the third thing is really resourcefulness. You have to be resourceful, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're like many of our amazing team members that figure out how to be resourceful. They know how to get over obstacles. And business really is just getting over a series of obstacles a lot every day, you know, with visionary people leading it. And so if you have the makeup in your mind and body to be resourceful and not get discouraged, I mean, that's really what it takes to be an entrepreneur, because you're bucking the trend. And it's not easy. And I would also say, put your own money up. I don't care if you have a dollar or you have $1 million, put your money up first and people will follow you. Because if you don't put your own money up, nobody will believe you.
Yeah, it's true. It's so, so true. So what do you think are some of the emerging trends, new ingredients that, you know, you're super excited about?
Well, I am so excited right now because Juice Beauty, we just released our prebiotics SPF 45 like a hot minute ago. And it's not even in the stores hardly yet. So it'll be in Ulta Beauty, all Ulta Beauty stores, Sephora Canada, and juicebeauty.com. We're so excited. It's exclusive at actually Ulta Beauty. So it's SPF prebiotics 45. It melts into your skin. And I mean melts. So we achieved SPF 45 with zinc, no chemical sunscreen. So we didn't do the little tricky, here's a little bit of zinc, but here's a lot of chemical sunscreen, oxybenzone and avobenzene and all those things. It's all zinc, SPF 45 plus fermentation technology, plus organic ingredients, multitaskers. So we couldn't be more excited about the new, really melt into your skin zinc, not nano, not, you know, but really melt into your skin. You get this beautiful illumination. And we also press the edges of the envelope. Is that the right term? Edges of the envelope? We also
press the envelope.
Thank you. I always get it mixed up.
Press the boundaries, push the envelope.
Thank you. We also push the envelope in that we hit 20% vitamin C stable. I mean, because vitamin C is a tough, tough, tough vitamin. Right. And then our retinol that's doing so well, we encapsulated our retinol and we combined retinol and bioretinol and combined it in evening primrose. And I'll tell you why we combined it in case of evening primrose. Two reasons. One, to preserve the potency, but two, to avoid the toxic encasements that often aren't listed on the back of the box. So those are some of the things we're super excited about.
Wow, amazing. Constantly innovating. That's awesome. So let's wrap with some sentence finishers. My favorite Juice Beauty product is?
You know, you're asking, it's like Sophie's Choice. I can't do that. But,
yeah.
You know, I'll give you a long sentence and a short sentence. My favorite Juice Beauty product is our Stem Cellular Super Grape Serum, because Revitalizing Super Grape Serum, because that was the first product that came off of our farm. We developed a rare Sagrantino grape, the highest antioxidant grape we think in the world for the skin, and infused it into our Stem Cellular Super Grape Serum. And it is like just velvet going on your skin, rich in antioxidants. We blew it out of the park. Great clinicals. So I'm going to say right now, that's my favorite product.
Amazing. I mean, that sounds awesome. I'm like definitely adding that to my cart on Ulta. Digital partnerships should be rooted in
aligned values. Digital partnerships that where you pay people the more that they advertise, that's never going to work. You have to have aligned values. They should be KPIs and performance driven on the sales that come in and how well it's doing, not on how you can escalate advertising spend. Of course, you want to spend the appropriate amount on advertising, but your partners should be aligned with your sales.
Mm, absolutely. And my number one piece of advice for new business owners is?
Perseverance. Mm. Really. Perseverance and passion. I have to go with two P's. Perseverance and passion.
Definitely need that for the long haul. So thank you so much for coming on Work Party, Karen. Where can our listeners find you and Juice Beauty on social media?
So we are at Juice Beauty on Instagram and TikTok. And then you can find, of course, our products at every Ulta Beauty nationwide and at juicebeauty.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Bye-bye.
For more inspiring conversations like this one, follow the Work Party podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate and review us or show us some love on social. We love seeing you tune in every week and share your favorite episodes. We're at Work Party on Instagram and at It's a Work Party on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.